Democrats to unveil amnesty for illegal aliens as inflation slashes Americans' wages. By John Binder on July 19, 2022. Two House Democrats are planning to unveil a massive amnesty plan for illegal aliens even as Americans' wages have been slashed by record-setting inflation. Representative Zoe Lofgren, DCA, a congressional ally to Silicon Valley's tech corporations, and Norma Torres, DCA, are set to unveil the amnesty plan that would enable millions of illegal aliens to secure green cards as long as they can prove they arrived in the United States before a particular date. Bloomberg reports. Democrats may unveil this week a bill to provide legal status to millions of immigrants who are longtime U.S. residents. Reps. Zoe Lofgren, Democrat California, and Norma Torres, Democrat California, said they'll introduce a proposal to update the Immigration and Nationality Act's registry provision, allowing immigrants to adjust their legal status if they have been in the U.S. since a certain date. Emphasis added. Senate Democrats tried to include such an amnesty provision in a reconciliation package last year. That amnesty would have provided green cards to at least 7 million illegal aliens living in the United States. The amnesty was ultimately rejected by the Senate parliamentarian. Later, President Joe Biden snuck the same amnesty provisions into his Build Back Better budget, but the effort never passed Congress. Such an amnesty would legalize millions of foreign workers who would immediately begin competing for United States jobs against unemployed Americans, even as inflation has slashed wages for America's working and middle class. A survey by Sophisticated Investor, released this week, found that nearly 55% of Americans in the workforce have not seen their wages keep up with inflation. Only 14% of Americans surveyed said their wages have kept up with inflation. A flooded labor market from mass immigration to the U.S. has had a devastating impact on America's working and middle class while redistributing wealth to the highest earners and big businesses. While creating an economy that tilts in favor of employers, the economic model helped keep wages stagnant for decades. Between 1979 to 2013, wage growth for the bottom 90% of Americans was just 15%. Meanwhile, wage growth for the top 1% of Americans was nearly 140% higher. Researchers have found that a flooded labor market can easily diminish job opportunities and wages for Americans. One study by the Center for Immigration Studies revealed that for every 1% increase in the immigrant portion of an American worker's occupation, their weekly wages are cut by perhaps 0.5%. This means the average native-born American worker has his weekly wages reduced by potentially 8.75% as more than 17% of the workforce is foreign-born. Today, there are anywhere from 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.